This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kanesan with Noel Lim in the studio this morning. In about half an hour, we've got The Breakfast Grill. And today, I'll be speaking with Kingsley Warner, country manager of View Malaysia. And on the back of video streaming services seeing a boost during the height of the pandemic, particularly in Southeast Asia, video streaming service View wants to get a piece of that pie. It's backed by Hong Kong-based conglomerate PCCW Group, and it has grown to as one of the major players in the region. But in this competitive landscape, does View have what it takes to compete for a share of your wallet? Now, we'll take a look at that angle later on The Grill with Kingsley Warner, country manager of View Malaysia. Right now, though, let's talk about Apple versus Epic. Generally, when we think about the tech war, we instantly go to the fight between China and the US. But there's one brewing between US darling Apple and Chinese game developer Epic.
Earlier this month, Epic sued Apple after the company removed Fortnite, its video games, from the App Store. And this really came after Epic introduced a way to buy virtual goods within its video games, therefore bypassing the 30% commission charged by Apple.
And all this is going on as Apple hit the $2 trillion mark last week. So with all this in mind, we take a look at the possible market implication of these developments. And to help us with that, we're speaking with Daniel Ives, Managing Director for Equities at Wedbush Securities. Dan, thank you for joining us on the line this morning. Now, before we dive in, the services business has been a significant part of growth for Apple over the last few years, and it's around 20% of revenue right now. How much of that comes from the App Store itself?
Look, a big part of the services revenue is from the App Store. And that's why when you look at some of the antitrust issues in terms of the focus for Apple, and not just in the US, but even in Europe, big focus is on the App Store and the 30% fee. And that's why right now this battle with Epic has really taken this issue front and center, although we continue to believe Apple is going to be victorious in the courts, even though this is a noisy situation.
How significant is Epic to Apple? Why do we need to care about this case between these two companies?
Yeah, it's a great question. Obviously, Epic is Fortnite, 350 million install base in terms of a loyal fans, obviously, around the world. The reason it's important, look, from a revenue perspective for Apple, we're talking a few hundred million. It's basically pocket change to Tim Cook and Apple. The reason it's important is because they're really fighting the 30% fee that Apple charges on the App Store. And especially with antitrust, the question is, does this now force them to lower that threshold? Now, we don't believe that they will be forced, but that's why this issue is a broader. It's not just about Epic and Fortnite. It's about what it represents as a broader issue around the App Store and the 30% fee.
So the 30% fee is an interesting point there, Dan, because Google Play's own store does a similar thing there with the 30% cut. But Android apps, on the Android system, you've got other options for the store. And I think as this is highlighted by the whole antitrust situation there. Now, how damaging would it be to Apple's valuation and business if the US government got involved and asked it to open up the iOS apps ecosystem?
Sure, and that's why when you look at antitrust, not just for Apple, but Amazon, Google, Facebook, that continues to be a risk. But I think right now that's a contained risk. Unless there's law changes, the antitrust issue, I think it is ultimately fines rather than a breakup. And I think what you see with these stocks, they continue to shrug off any types of negative headline news because I think investors have seen this over the last 20 years in terms of the antitrust issues. And I do believe a lot of it depends on politically what happens in Washington, going more Democrat potentially. That would be negative for antitrust. But right now, investors are sort of shrugging this off, even though the antitrust issues are not done. And I think you will see more and more focus on that over the coming year.
You seemed optimistic that Apple will weather this, and they probably will. However, could pose a significant risk to your $515 target price for the stock?
Yeah, and also our bull case is $600. Look, obviously the U.S.-China issue, which has really been there for the last, call it, year and a half, 2 years, that's a risk. But again, I think right there, if you look in China, China's been a strength for Apple, and especially going to the iPhone 12 super cycle. any major supply chain issues, of course, a COVID backdrop, a soft consumer environment. I mean, these are risks. And of course, the stocks had a massive move. So you could see pullbacks in the name. But we continue to think this is a stock a year from now that's a $600 stock, in our opinion. And part of our bullish thesis on Apple over the last decade has been they have something that no other company has. And that's an install base that's unique with 1.4 billion iOS devices worldwide.
So Apple broke past 2 trillion last week in market cap. That was 2 years after breaking past 1 trillion. It seems just to be getting faster at this point. Look at its PE. It's around 38, 39 times at this point, suggesting that Apple is a bit on the, or very much on the expensive side. What are you basing your 5.15 target price on? And could we, is a $3 trillion valuation realistic?
Yeah. And when you say expensive, I think you have to look at Apple on a sum of the parts. What's the value of the services business? We think $7 to $750 billion, and then the core hardware business about $1.5 trillion. So I do believe there's a sum of the parts. That's the best way to view it rather than a traditional PE. And I believe $3 trillion is hit by 2023. I mean, obviously $2 trillion got hit here, but I think this is all about super cycle. I think it's going to be the biggest product cycle they've seen on iPhone potentially in the history. And I think that continues to be the crux, along with services, why we remain steadfastly bullish on Apple.
All right, Dan, thank you so much for your time this morning. That was Daniel Ives, Managing Director for Equities Research at Wedbush Securities. Now, over the year, or a few years actually, Wedbush has been bullish on Apple as a stock. And so far, their target prices have been hit and surpassed, but also in a very different environment, right? So aside the fact that we've seen central banks get involved in terms of the low interest rates, the COVID-19 situation has put a high emphasis on tech and software.
Yeah, so Apple's riding on this good news. But of course, fundamentally, it is an interesting company. It's stood the test of time. I think the longer term question is always the kind of innovation that you can continue to churn out. You know, after all, Steve Jobs was, you know, highly innovative, right? But I think the case, right, the case is the courts are meeting about this case this week. And so, but really, it's an early test for other developers who may even want to, you know, take on Apple if they wish. And yeah, so hopefully, well, we can only wish Epic the best.
Yeah, and you know, we talk about Steve Jobs and innovation, but it was only after his death that, and Tim Cook took the reins, that Apple became a stock market darling, right? That's when you see the just the bullish nature of it over the last few years. But it'll be the September, October events will be very interesting to pay attention to, and how that plays into this very much looked at super cycle that is supposedly incoming. Right now, we're going into a few messages. When we come back, a look at whether the practice of issuing support letters and the implications of it. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.